Firefighting resources were stretched over the weekend as dozens of new fires were sparked by lightning across the interior. Alaska Division of Forestry spokesman Tim Mowry says thunderstorm activity resulted in starts from the Brooks Range to the Alaska Range.
Saturday, Sunday, we had 20,000 lightning strikes roughly and, 60 new fire starts or reports. And it sort of went from west to east, right across the middle of the state.
Mowry says numerous fires drew responses, including in the Fairbanks area.
It was like musical fires. We were sending, initial attack in one fire, and we'd get some resources on that, and we'd have to go check out another fire. And at one point we had DMOB smoke jumpers from a fire up by Chattanooga, the Washington Creek fire.
And they were pulled from that fire, got it back to Fairbanks, and were sent out to a fire nearby Poker Flats area.
Bureau of Land Management Alaska Fire Service spokeswoman Beth Ibsen says the frantic pace continued late into Sunday night, but the thunderstorms also brought rain to many areas, giving state and federal response agencies a chance to regroup today.
Kind of getting an idea of, okay, which areas are receiving precipitation, which areas are forecasted to get some rain, and then go from there.
A number of the new fires reported over the weekend are burning in limited protection areas and not being fought.